Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord we are able to share these next few moments together as I continue a message I hinted at yesterday, which I've entitled, Be of Good Cheer. And I promised you good news, and beloved, you cannot help but preach the gospel and have it not be anything but good news. Good news for those who will hear and respond to the wooing of God's Holy Spirit. He's pouring out His Spirit today, beloved, and those that are afar off are coming nigh, just as we once did. Even if you were raised in a Christian home and family, there still was a time that you purposed in your own heart to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. There's no, you know, everyone has to enter that way. Just because your folks were Christians or your grandparents raised you and they went to church, that makes no difference. It is a personal, intimate relationship that God is looking for and is required that we really know this God that we talk about, that we proclaim to serve. As I said, I've said from time to time, one of the most frightening scriptures in all of Scripture to me is, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We did many good works. And Jesus said, depart from ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. And so obviously it is the attitude of the heart. It's not what one says. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's not what you say, not how you would try to impress other people or even deceive yourself. It is what really is in your heart. And God loves those of a humble and contrite heart. And that comes when we fully recognize our true situation. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And it's that truth of realizing our own wretchedness that brings us to Christ, our own confusion, our own inability to get our lives together or to understand the complexities of existence and what's the purpose of my life and why am I here, all those kinds of things. But if we're willing to take that initial step, those initial steps to allow God to reveal Himself to us, He is faithful and true and gracious and loving, and He will do that very thing. Praise God. So the gospel is wonderful good news. But the verse I want to share with you is one verse found in the Gospel of John. And this is the 16th chapter, verse 33, the words of Jesus, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. In other words, be happy. Don't be depressed or overwhelmed or stressed out, because I have overcome the world. So what I'd like for us to do is just look at this one verse of Scripture and see what it's saying, what we can understand by the actual words that are used in our English translation. In the world, that's what we start with. That Greek word in the New Testament is cosmos, and it means that which pertains to space and not time. It's the sum total of the material universe. It is, in other words, literal matter, if you will. And I guess, I don't know if you could put energy in there, but I don't understand even remotely quantum physics, but I do know that everything referencing this natural world, every created thing, God spoke the world into existence. Let there be light, and there was light. Created in such a way, because God is light Himself, in such a way that the universe could be fashioned and formed. And Jesus said, we're in the world, we're in this physical realm of the five senses that there is an unseen realm that we can be acquainted with, familiar with, and God chooses sometimes to open that veil so that we can see literally into the realm of the spirit. People have seen angels, seen Jesus, seen demons, have had visions and experiences that God has allowed them to, for his purposes, go through and to testify of. But it refers to this natural world that we're familiar with. Now, in this world, while we're still breathing and above ground, we shall have tribulation. Now, what is that word tribulation? It's from the Greek thlipsis, or which is from thlibo, which is in turn derived from thleo, which means to break. Tribulation is not a pleasant thing to contemplate or to go through. Thlibo means to crush, to press, to compress, to squeeze. Can you relate to what that feels like, might feel like? Thlipsis means symbolically grievous affliction or distress. What's an example of that extreme or grievous affliction or distress? Well, let's read one verse of scripture found in the Gospel of John, the 16th chapter, verse 21. And this is referencing the effect of Eve's sin. She was told that she would bear children in sorrow. So in verse 21, these are the words of Jesus: "A woman, when she is in travail," in other words, giving birth, "hath sorrow, but her because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish," that's the word we're looking at, "for joy that a man or a child is born into the world." And so it means also that Greek word thlipsis, it means pressure or burden upon the spirit. It could be physical pain, this verse I just shared with you, severe physical pain, or emotional, psychological stress. It's like being afflicted. It's this affliction means the state of being afflicted, and that means to distress so severely so as to cause persistent suffering or anguish. And sometimes that can go on for an extended period of time, beloved. It is the cause of persistent pain or distress. It is great suffering. And now I would like to turn, we're laying groundwork here. In the world, we understand it refers to the natural physical world of space, we are going to have tribulation. And even if we couldn't give a definition of it, we can relate to what that means, right? Since we are in this world and not of it. And so let's turn now to Matthew, the 13th chapter, and I'm going to share just a portion of what is called the parable of the seed. And I want to start reading, that's Matthew 13, and I got to find my place, 21 and 22. And Jesus is saying in verse 21, speaking about this good seed of the gospel, he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. In other words, he may last for a while things are good, but when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. In other words, something will happen, and the devil is very gifted and capable of making things like that happen. He's offended. And as a result, he's not a fruitful Christian. He doesn't bring forth fruit with patience. Look at verse 22. "He also that received the seed among the thorns is he," it might have been good ground to begin with, "but he heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful." So whether it's stony ground, a hard heart, or whether it is there's some good ground there, but if you've ever grown a garden and you don't tend it, those thorns, those weeds will choke off the good seed, the vegetable, or whatever it is you're planning to grow, and it will become unfruitful. Weeds are extraordinarily hardy if you have done anything that relates to the soil, right? And they're actually more, they have greater strength and durability than even the good plants, the good vegetables or fruit or whatever it is. And so obviously this is a profound spiritual truth that Jesus is saying. If things get hard, what do you do? And beloved, this is where it separates the men from the boys. How much do you love Jesus? Are you willing to suffer persecution and tribulation? Are you willing to do that? Because some people, if they're so, you know, if their God is themselves or other things other than Christ, when things get hard, they're not going to stand. Now, all of us may have been in a situation where we have, as Peter, look at the great leader of the Jerusalem church, he denied Christ 3 times and he failed. He didn't understand fully. You know, he was saying, oh Lord, you're not going to, no, you can't do that. What are you talking about, crucifixion? And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, thou savorest not the things that be of God, but of man. And so he certainly meant well, and Jesus understood all of that. He knows us in our weakness of our flesh, we can fail. However, when we fail, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus, and he's able to restore us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, forgive us of our sin. And so it's what we do in a persistent choice. It's not just failing once, but it's being consistent and committed to doing things our own way. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and be happy and serve the world. So we have a choice in what we choose to do. Amen. Serving God or taking the other route. Narrow is the way, few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Well, this is good news for those who have ears to hear. Amen. And right now, I see my time is gone and we must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. I encourage you, if you have prayer needs, if you're wrestling with something, Holy Spirit speaking to you, obey God, note down that contact information. And if you email, I will confirm receipt. I will definitely pray. But if you would like personal ministry, I ask you to share your mailing address, which is never, never shared. And you can become part of our spiritual family that I pray for every day. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.